Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America. By the way, we're also all across the Caribbean on AM 1000 down there, so just put your AM dial over to 1000 and boom, you'll hear us down there in the Caribbean. And we broadcast around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, wherever they're at, too, around the world. Our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless so what you're doing, thanks very much. A big shout-out to all the roughnecks that are out there working the oil rigs. Thanks very much. Also to the Merchant Marine people, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook. You can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and once we see that, we can put you in the chat room, and you can be in there with, let's see, Kyle's still in there, Maria left, let me see, who's in there? Cousin Vinny's in there, Al's in there, Terry from Nashville's in there, Richard the Marine from Oregon's in there, Wally's in there, Amanda's in there, Sam the Paperman is in there, haven't heard from him in a couple of days, and Lynn up at Cape Cod, Missouri, our veteran friend, is in there too, so that's who's in there. You can go in there and jump in there and have a conversation with him if you want. And as I said, Mel, if you're listening, you are in that chat room. All you got to do is look over in your right tab where it says group conversations, and it'll say the captain's group. That's the chat room you're in, and it should have a little green light on it and tell you the people that are there, and come on in there and talk to us. Now, I want to mention that the positive thing about all of this nonsense that's going on, I've had people say to me, they said, well, you know, this could be contrived. This is a conspiracy thing to try to bring Trump down and to bring the country down and this, that, and the other. Well, it could be. It could be. It really could. But more than likely, and if it is, it's not just China that's behind us. We do know and we do think, but we can't prove, so therefore I have to be careful how I tread here, that this coronavirus may have been a weaponized grade that came out of Wuhan, the military lab that was there, the bio lab that was there. It could have come out of there. Now, if that's the case, it would explain a lot of things. But there was this strange circumstance up there in Boston, Massachusetts, up there, that happened out of a laboratory there, where two things caught my attention. Number one, the arrest of a Chinese lab tech who had lab samples of the coronavirus, if you will, in a little pack he was traveling with, headed to China. Now, why on earth would you be going from the United States to China with lab samples of the coronavirus? That was my first question. And we haven't heard another word out of that since that happened. Not another word. And then there was a Chinese second lieutenant who we knew was a second lieutenant. We did. Don't know that Harvard University did or not. that was working with a professor who had a lab who was working on all these different experiments, one of which was coronavirus, I might add. And she disappeared before the federal government could press charges against her for something. Don't know what the something was. I forgot. But she disappeared and went back to China. And she was a second lieutenant in the Chinese army. Wow. You talk about coincidences? I don't think so. I think something screwy was going on there. And that our professor, who, by the way, he was also brought in for questioning. I'm not sure where that stands because we haven't heard another word. With all this that's been going on, we haven't heard another word after we heard it initially. So I'm not sure what's going on, but that sounds a little suspicious to me. And it might be to all of you, too. And again, I'm just pointing out what I knew and where it goes from there. Who knows? By the way, the Trump campaign had an announcement last night about Bernie Sanders. And Bernie came out with his big, long plan, and he must have rattled off 100 different things, and he stood up there, and he talked for, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever, yesterday, and he was going to do this and that, and here's what we need to do, and the president hasn't done this and hasn't done that. Well, here's a response back from Tim Murtaugh, the communications director for Trump 2020. He said, and I quote, "Bernie Sanders is the wrong prescription for fighting an outbreak like the coronavirus. Like Joe Biden, Sanders advocates a government takeover of healthcare, which would close hundreds of rural hospitals. His plan would drive doctors and other medical workers away from the profession, leaving America woefully unprepared for public health emergencies. Furthermore, he said he would even consider closing our borders to protect our people, even if it were necessary to control Or he's not even considering, there we go, closing our border, even if it would mean stopping the spread of the virus. Now, he's just another Democratic candidate for president trying to score political points by recklessly provoking anxiety and fear." That comes from Tim Murtaugh, the 2020 communications director for the Trump campaign. Isn't that something? All right. Going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Hello, Catwoman and Road Dog. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they're up there in Seattle, Washington. I'm sure they're having all kinds of fun with the coronavirus up that way. And it's nice and stuff. They're shipping and whatnot. Because if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, if you're suffering with arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or pain in general, they'll send it right off to you. The three-week quick start. All natural. Works for me. I took it for about 2 weeks, kicked in. I've been on it ever since. 3 years, 11 months. So, if you're suffering and you want to get out of it with a not-narcotic product that's all natural, I strongly recommend and suggest Relief Factor, the three-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And get her done. By the way, Steve Gable, I've already welcomed you into the Captain's Group. That's the chat room. It's called the Captain's Group. It's on the right side tab of the Facebook page where it says Group Conversations. And boom, there we are right there. You'll see us. There's a whole bunch of us that are in there. As a matter of fact, tonight there are 60, 61, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 70 people in there right now. 70 people in there right now. And, you will have the chance, you'll have the chance to be able to converse with the folks that are in there. Al was in there a little while ago. He said he was in Colorado. I don't know what he's doing in Colorado, but hopefully he's doing all right coming back because there's a lot of snow between him and where he's got to go to, and there's a winter storm warning in the mix of all that, too. So, gee whiz. And I see my favorite Marine gal pal in there, Kat. Hello, Kat. How you doing? Kat, of course, is the was just nominated or just awarded
the Military Hall of Fame Award for her service in the Marine Corps down here in Florida. So there you go. Only good people hang around in our chat room. All right, you heard me play Maxine Waters a few minutes ago. I apologize for that. That upset some people. But now I'm going to play something that may even be more appalling to you. And this is Charles Chucky Boy Schumer. And listen to his explanation of what the president is doing. I mean, it goes from the ridiculous to the sublime. Listen to this guy.
And so we have targeted our relief. We make it, it's aimed at people, not at big corporations, not at some kind of general long-term economic plan that the president might want for other purposes. It seems the president seems to be more worried about the health of the big banks than the health of Americans. We don't believe that works. And so the administration is proposing tax cuts and bailouts for the airline industry, the oil and gas industry. That's just out of touch. The bottom line, we need to put people first.
Chucky boy, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not out of touch because the people that put the people to work need to have a little help too. And oh, by the way, the Democrats are on board with that. You were one of them. When? Why, back in 2009 with Barack Obama and Mr. O'Biden. Remember Joe O'Biden? By the way, I don't know where he's getting his information, but he's in a minority. The minority, not the majority, the minority. And speaking of minority, this particular individual right here, Ilhan Omar, doesn't get any more minority than this.
It is gratifying to see that Congress is becoming serious about restoring our authority over matters of war and peace. Our oversight responsibilities don't end when the news cycle changes. I hope that the outcome of this vote today will be another bipartisan rejection of war with Iran. But let's be honest. We know that the overhaul eventual outcome will be a presidential veto. We have been through this already with the Yemen War Powers Resolution when we passed it last year. But despite the inevitable veto, it is critically important that we are here today voting to insist on our constitutional power. Our founders understood that these decisions are too important to rest in the hands of one person. The decision to assassinate General Soleimani was a reckless and badly considered decision that made Americans less safe. And it opened the door to a series of escalating retaliations that makes the world less safe. But my vote today is not just about this particular strike or preventing a particular war. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle were eager to claim these authorities when there was a Democratic president in the Oval Office. Had I been in office then, I would have joined them in demanding congressional authorization for wars in Libya and Syria. It should not depend on what political power is in the White House. We should be consistent in our principles. In my view, this means maintaining the momentous of this vote and our previous vote to repeal the 2002 AUMF. It means finally taking up our Burleigh's bill to repeal the 2001 AUMF as well. Thank you so much. I support this resolution, and I yield back.
Ilhan Omar. By the way, she did marry, finally, the guy that she was living with, her campaign consultant, the one who she said she denied anything to do with her. She did marry him. So, talk about liar, liar, pants on fire. Well, there she was right there, carrying on with the guy. By the way, the investigation continues into her and all this other stuff. I don't know what's going to happen, if anything. It's got to go through the House Rules Committee as to what they will do with her. the censorship or whatever it is they would do over her lying about her brother and then bringing him into the country and all this other stuff. So who knows? All right, let's drift on over to the telephone lines. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up? You sound happy.
No, well, I'm not happy at all. Anyway, I just, she says our forefathers.
Wrong forefathers for her.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Anyway, I have to turn the radio down when you play these Chuck Schumers and stuff. I can't listen to these.
Have to do it. Have to do it because you need to know what the opposition's doing, my friend. You need to know what the enemy's doing.
We know what the enemy's doing.
Not always.
And they are the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I think half the people in our government are paid off by the Chinese.
Well, they certainly get money from them when it comes to campaign time, yep. But wait a minute, I got to retract that. They're not supposed to get money from foreign countries during campaign time, but somehow or another, China and all these other, Russia, they managed to find a way to funnel it to them somehow through some crony operation. I mean, it's been done for years.
Of course, and I'm quite sure the drug cartels are contributing quite a bit of money too. I mean,
sure.
Obvious opposition to, you know, protecting our border. What do we got? 30 some deaths in our country.
37.
And we destroyed our whole economy over this.
Yep.
How many since the coronavirus broke out? What has there been? 10, 15,000 deaths from the flu and 36 from the coronavirus.
Well, that's in the U.S. There's been more than that across around the world, but that's around the world.
I'm aware of that. Yeah. And thanks to President Trump, you know, we're way more protected than these other countries like in Europe.
Correct.
Where they just left us running them all over the EU.
I'll leave you with a happy thought. Here it is. West Texas crude starts out today, $31.50 a barrel. Brent crude starts out today, $33.22. Gasoline wholesale by the shipload, by the pipeline load, by the big load, 90 cents a gallon without the taxes. That's your happy thought for the day. I got to run. Sean, everybody in Tampa, we appreciate that. How about that? We haven't seen gasoline wholesale down below a dollar for about 3 to 4 years. There it is again. 90 cents a gallon. Actually, I take that back. The last time we saw it was George W. Bush. Now that I think about it. Yep, George W. Bush. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Our first military veterans news report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8800 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The President has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday and they're asking the right questions, whether people had been to China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, in this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, our first military and veterans news segment. And we'll have more about the National Aviation Academy right after this little short message coming up right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. So that's where number one is. Number two is in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay, directly across the bay from Tampa, here in Tampa, Florida, where I'm located. Now, if you're looking for something to fill the void, you don't quite have it, you want to make some serious money, how about becoming an aviation maintenance tech? Use your God-given talent and ability to take the course, get certified, get your license as an FAA aviation maintenance tech, and you are free to go just about anywhere you want. And in most cases,
Most cases, over 90%. Matter of fact, I asked Bo about that yesterday. I forgot to get it on the air. Over 90%, you've already got a job before you even get out of school and get the diploma. Now, you won't have the job without the certification and the diploma because you have to finish the course to be able to do that. And then you get your certification and away you go as an aviation maintenance tech. So to find out more about them, check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about at either their Concord, Mass., or their Clearwater, Florida location. Ask to take the tour. Now, I'm going to be talking to Denise Simon shortly here. It's been a deadly week for U.S. service personnel. We had two Marine Raiders killed in an operation against ISIS in Iraq. They were apparently inside a tunnel, cave of some sort, and with their Iraqi soldiers that they were advising, and they were killed in an on-suit with the ISIS fighters. And then we had the situation in Camp Taji, a rocket attack, 30 rockets that killed two more of our troops and one coalition member, I believe it was a Canadian young lady. She was a medical technician or something like that. Very good-looking girl and very popular, and she will be missed just as will our troops. So that's four. And then we had a Marine killed with two injured with a 7-ton accident rollover in the United Arab Emirates, a medium tactical vehicle replacement accident. Now, here we go again. Were they wearing seatbelts? Probably not. Probably not. And on top of everything else, that's a total of, let's see, 2, 4, 5. Certainly the last one, the Marine being killed, the two being injured in the 7-ton truck rollover, that probably could have been avoided. I'm just guessing. But anyway, there you go. Now, Pentagon officials announced significant restrictions on service members and family travel worldwide amidst the series of new White House initiatives released on Wednesday to try and curb the spread of the coronavirus throughout the United States and on military bases, too. And the U.S. House approved a bipartisan Senate-passed measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. That now goes to the Senate. Not sure what's going to happen there. We'll wait and we'll see. And the commander of the U.S. Northern Command told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that a pair of Russian reconnaissance aircraft intercepted by U.S. and Canadian jets on March 9th were loitering around a U.S. submarine exercise known as ISEX. So it's no wonder we chased them off. No wonder we chased them off. By the way, the Norwegian authorities have canceled the remaining portion of the large-scale Arctic exercises dubbed Cold Response over the coronavirus fears. This was announced by U.S. European Command. And the U.S. European Command is already cutting back on its plans for its large-scale combat exercise on the European continent that kicks off this spring because of coronavirus. We'll see what happens there. And here's one for you, and I'm going to ask Denise Simon about this. We are getting reports that the overall commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan and the Mideast made the stunning admission this week that the U.S. had given limited air support to the Taliban in its own fight against ISIS forces in Afghanistan. Wow. I mean, wow. And by the way, Mali, those of you that may have heard of Mali, at the heart of the world's fastest growing Islamic insurgency, a national force of approximately 12,000 soldiers is struggling to defend the population of some 20 million against the threat that is in Mali right now, radical fundamental Islamic terrorism. Again, we'll see how all that plays out. Is the Pentagon failing to communicate dangers of firefighting foam chemicals to troops and their families? Well, maybe, because this year, under orders from Congress, the Defense Department began testing military firefighters for exposure to chemicals used for fire suppression. And some of those are hazardous materials. They can harm you. By the way, a Pentagon is going to decide if it still needs the Green Beret Crisis Response Forces over there all around the world that respond at a moment's notice to calls from wherever they're requested. We'll see how that works out, too. And troops who were part of the hunt in Central Africa for a rebel warlord, Joseph Kony, and his Lord's Resistance Army are now eligible for medals awarded to those who served in a global war on terrorism. So says the Defense Department. By the way, another military family in San Diego has filed a lawsuit against Lincoln Military Housing, complaining of mold-infested housing that was not properly addressed and caused ongoing illnesses. Well, yeah, it will. It sure will. And delays to household goods shipments for those moving are a matter of when, not if, according to a pair of guideline memos sent to the military move officials and contractors in the wake of the global pandemic worries where people want Lysol and cleaning supplies. They're not able to get them in the military either in some cases. How about that? Now, keep in mind that the U.S. retaliated in Iraq against the Shiite militia, against the Soleimani forces, for the Katyusha 30 rocket attack on Camp Fallujah last night. We're going to ask Denise Simon what she knows about it, what was done, how we retaliated. There's an after-action report. I haven't been able to grab it yet. I'm sure she has it. And we'll discuss it. By the way, I was going to talk about it with Colonel Jim, but Colonel Jim can't make it on the air today because he's going to be busy. So there you go. That would have been right up his alley because I know he knew what was going on, too. Because he was the one that was letting me know about what was going on. I knew it before it came out on Fox. I knew it. He had found out about it and told me. And Nancy Pelosi, she's saying the deal is very close with the White House on the COVID-19 aid package. Okay, well, let's get her done, Nancy. Let's get her done. All right, here comes the music up in my ear. That means that when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and where the snow's at out there tonight out west. And if it's coming east, where's it going to? And good morning to everybody that's in the chat room, the captain's group this morning. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trucking away, it's Jerry Reed. He's bounding down, loaded up, and trucking. And, of course, back in the days, he was chasing the bandit, and the bandit had Frog with him. And old Jerry Reed, Snowman, had Fred in the front seat with him, the Basset Hound. There you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check him out. You'll find out why. Okay, speaking of eastbound and down, let's start up in Seattle on I-90. If you're coming out of Seattle and you're going east tonight, by the time you get to Yakima, Wenatchee, you'll be in snow. Snoqualmie on the upper side of Snoqualmie. Not on the way up, but once you get up on top because the snow is in the higher elevation. But there's a winter snowstorm warning up now, east of Snoqualmie, for Yakima, Wenatchee, Coeur d'Alene. And then the general snow continues over into Montana where 90 and 94 come together, and you've got a winter storm warning over there on the Blackfoot Reservation. You're going to have some fun there, depending on whether or not you're taking 90 or you're taking 94. 94 would be the worst route to go because that's where most of the snow is going to be. Now, the only light at the end of the rainbow is way up in the northern, northeastern tip of Wyoming or Montana tonight. You've got rain. But that's going to change because there's a winter watch down below it. And once the colder weather comes that way, and it will, then it'll all be snow as it moves to the east. Now, moving down to South Dakota, east of Wyoming, north of Nebraska, south of Rapid City, you've got a patch of snow right in there right now. In Nebraska, across most of Nebraska, all the way to Omaha, you've got snow along I-80. Now, in the central part of Nebraska tonight, there is a winter storm warning. So be advised of that if you're on I-80. And Wyoming, you've got snow in the southeastern corner of Wyoming tonight. You've got snow in the northern part of Denver, up there right along I-25, north and west of I-25 as you come up into Wyoming. In Utah, you've got snow to the south and the west of it's along I-15, so in the first mountain stretch you come up into Utah, you're going to have some snow that's down there around St. George and then headed up through that area. And then over in the southeastern corner, you've got some snow over there right now, which is near Grand Junction, Colorado, in that vicinity anyway. You've got a winter storm watch for the northern mountains of California to include Redding, to include Lake Tahoe, to include Truckee, all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains. You've got a high wind warning tonight over on the Nebraska side to include Reno, but the snow will be coming your way eventually, so be advised. And then in southern Nevada, in particular, Las Vegas, there's some rain there tonight. Looks like it's going to be pretty steady. Some rain in northwestern Arizona. Some rain in Kingman. Rain in the high desert, I-15, on down to Barstow. And then you've got rain down along I-10 out east all the way to the Arizona line and then some out of Ontario. There is a flood warning, not watch, warning, for the Phoenix, Arizona area tonight. Been a lot of rain in the mountains coming down, washing down those gullies. You've got some flood watches over towards Tucson. You've got some weather out there near Midland, Texas. I've been watching it. It's still there. Possible development of severe thunderstorms and or worse. And way, way, way up in the northern part of Michigan tonight, you've got some winter weather there. You got some fog along I-10 from Pensacola west, southern part of Louisiana is dense fog. New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, over to Beaumont, Texas, dense fog. Got some winds up along Lake Ontario, and that would be from Buffalo to Watertown, all around the Lake Ontario. Got some snow, and by the way, the snow is spreading now. In Maine, it's not only up there in the very northern tip of Maine, but now it's moved a little further south, so it would include Presque Isle and Caribou and over towards the Canadian Maritime Quebec province right there, over in that section. And you got some stuff offshore, some winds and some riptide there as well. So that's what you got tonight, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Always brought to you by the Pilot or Fine J nearest you. Stop by, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and you're going to love it. And you're going to love probably the price of fuel because I'm telling you, And here's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Wait till I tell her. You ready for the latest price of crude oil and the latest wholesale price of gas?
All right, good.
West Texas crude starts out at $31.50 a barrel today, down $1.48 yesterday, or 4.7%. Brent crude starts out at $33.22, down $2.57, or 7.74%. And gasoline wholesale by the shipload, by the pipeline load, by the big old load, 90 cents a gallon without the tax.
All right.
So you're going to run right out and buy some.
Well, I do need to get some, so I might have to do that.
Yeah, the price will be much cheaper today. I saw it yesterday for $2.02 to $2.05. I'm looking for $1.99 this weekend. It's going to have to. I mean, the price has dropped so much. But anyway, I want to cut to the chase and get to you right away about the Iraqi thing. We retaliated against the Camp Taji rocket attack last night. What happened and where did it happen?
We hit 5 targets. They were weapons storage facilities. I think there were at least 2 just south of Baghdad. These are supposed to be proportional strikes. There is some word that in this we actually killed an IRGC general. That's been unconfirmed, but I've seen it 3 or 4 times out there. So
I was told it could have been the commander that they put in charge in Iraq after Soleimani got killed, but I don't know.
No. This guy has a kind of a weird name, a name I've not heard before. Siaman Mashadani.
Okay. Doesn't sound familiar. But,
no, it's not a familiar name to me, but that's the name that I keep seeing, but I haven't seen any confirmation yet come from the Department of Defense.
Okay, let's see. Al is telling me it's 205 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Gasoline.
Yeah, you know, all of a sudden our inventories are going up because, you know, traffic is a whole lot less. You know, jet fuel is not being used.
Nope.
So, I mean, we're going to have a growing inventory of...
And Princess Cruise Lines just parked 18 of their ships until May. They're not going anywhere. They're going to clean them up, literally clean them up.
And well overdue, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, because they keep running them. They really can't do what they need to do, right?
Yeah, I saw some pictures. There is a cruise ship out there, one of their largest ones. I think it holds 5,400 passengers, and the thing is like a third full. It's creepy.
Wow. Okay. Well, they offered me a cruise before. They said they were folding the tent for a little while. $299 was the price, 7-day cruise.
Yeah, well, the airlines are doing the same thing. You can make some round trips that were normally $3,000 or $4,000 for like $200 or $300.
No, thank you. All right, hold the fort, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back right after the top of the hour news here on your favorite station. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, and we got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about here when we come back. You're going to want to listen. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.